Okay. I'd like to call to order the meeting of the Executive Committee. Good morning. Before we begin today's meeting, I'd like to turn the floor over to Pat Lavin, our Chief Safety Officer, to provide us with his final, this is it, huh? Final safety contact.
Good morning. Thank you very much. It's been my pleasure to serve Metro. In case of an emergency, we egress through the main doors or closest exit, which is illuminated by an exit sign. We'll assemble on the lawn of the National Building Museum. An automated external defibrillator is available behind the guard station. Fire extinguishers are strategically located throughout the building. Restrooms are past the guard desk on the left. Today's safety context will be focusing on cyclist safety. I'd like to play a short video that is intended to test your situational awareness skills. Ryan?
This is an awareness test. How many passes does the team in white make?
Go!
The answer is 13. But did you see the moonwalking bear?
Particularly relevant to vehicle drivers. If you are focusing too much on certain aspects of the road, you may not see cyclists. Please, when driving, please be aware of everything around you. Remember, there could be a moonwalking bear. Thank you.
Well, with that, Pat, that's quite a finale.
On his side.
Before you leave, though, thank you for your service. Okay.
We should get him golden defibrillators for his retirement.
I don't know what to say. All right. Well, we'll just move right along then. All right. So first, the first order is the approval of the agenda. Move the agenda. Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor signify by saying aye. Aye. Opposed, the ayes have it. Let's see. The next item is the approval of the minutes for – if I get my thing here. Okay. We have the approval of the minutes for the March 14th, 2019 and the March 14th, 2019 executive session. I move the approval of the minutes. Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
The, opposed? The ayes have it. And then the final item is the action item is the acceptance of the Inspector General's report. The Executive Committee has the responsibility of reviewing and accepting audits and other reports by the Inspector General. The Committee has reviewed the following report, the audit of WMATA's Kronos Implementation Project. Before we take a vote, Mr. Charrington, would you provide us with a brief, emphasis on brief, overview of the report?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. The Kronos timekeeping project began in 2016 to satisfy FDA's requirements, enforce timekeeping policies, and comply with collective bargaining agreement clauses. Initial deployment began in February 2018. However, WMATA deployed Kronos without performing a study of alternate solutions, without understanding and validating all timekeeping business rules, and without completing all tests. Consequently, Kronos did not work, as some employees were not paid or inaccurately paid. WMATA subsequently suspended Kronos deployment in July 2018. To fix and validate the payroll errors, WMATA spent $1.6 million. An additional $17.7 million will be spent to redeploy Kronos in October 2020. Successful Kronos redeployment by WMATA would include fully incorporating timekeeping business rules and adequately performing tests. OIG made six recommendations to that end. Management has agreed to and is in the process of implementing our recommendations. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Charrington. Are there any questions for Mr. Charrington, any members of the board? Okay, I see none. I move the Executive Committee accept this report and authorize the Inspector General's office to post it to the WMATA website. Is there a second?
Second.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. Since there is no further business to come come before the committee, we stand adjourned, and the board meeting will begin next door at 10 a.m. Thank you.